So what's the most unhinged thing you did for love? It's 99.7 DJX. Let's start with Seth, who sent us a voice note.
It was a first date. We had met on Tinder and been talking for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I took her to Harrods Creek Tavern and walked her across the street to my parents' house. And she met my mother, my father, and I played the piano for like a half an hour. To this day, we still don't know why she stayed with me. I went for a second date, but both parties thought that that was weird and that person's never going to talk to me again.
But hey,
we're going 2 years strong and I think she's the one, so it worked out.
So
hang on.
So, I love it.
So after a night of drinking, you go, hey, hang on a second, I want you to meet some people. And then you get there, it's like, oh, there's the piano. Let me show you some things.
Yeah, we meet the parents on the first date. We play a half-hour piano concert for
you
her.
You give her a concerto, yes!
I pulled out the piano, and at that time, I only knew the intro to, like, 3 songs and Imagine by the Beatles. So it was not good.
Imagine
this is so great. To be a fly on the wall in that room would have been magical.
Oh, shoot.
There were stars in her eyes, obviously.
That's right. She's like, I love a rock star.
He loves his mama, and he's a musician.
And I love a rock star. He's like, hey, you want to see these magic fingers?
Oh, great.
Love that, Seth. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That is a cannonball right there, right?
That is.
You just did a cannonball in the deep end and it worked.
I mean, I'm telling you though, that's how I proposed to my wife was after a night of drinking at a bar. I was like, well, now or never. And
just
so
in the parking lot, let's do this. I'll give her my breakup collage. It's going to be great.
Listen, it wasn't in a parking lot. It was on the side of the street next to the police station. It was all right. But again, after a night, you know, you take her to the bar, things are good.
Shoot. Oh, wow.
You know, your belly's full, you have a couple beers in you, things
Why
are
not?
Going well.
Now's the time.
The most unhinged things you did for love. I love that.
Sarah, I learned everything about Formula One racing because he mentioned it once. Like, I learned drivers, tracks, lap times, casually dropped facts on our next date. And he said, wow, you really like this stuff. I nodded like I hadn't been studying for weeks.
Oh, wow. That's fun. That's fun. Tina said, send him a voice memo instead of text because it felt more personal. Three minutes long.
Oh.
I listened back to it and realized I sound unhinged. It's okay. We're married now.
Oh, yay. Cannonball. It worked.
Are we justifying Lucy's cannonball into the love deep end?
I feel like we are now. I always thought we're more dip your toe people, but now do we need to be team cannonball? Because it seems to be working.
I was going to say, maybe the less time spent wasting your time waiting.
Well, Gina says, I told him I love hiking.
Yeah.
I do not love hiking. I love air conditioning and snacks.
Right.
I went on one hike and cried quietly behind sunglasses.
Oh, no!
We're still together, but I fake an ankle issue now.
Oh my gosh.
When you commit to the lie.
You gotta commit.
Because you have to.
Yes.
Because he thinks that's part of you.
Oh, or you just, you say it in passing. Oh, yeah, I love hiking. He's like, yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go, right.
He cannonballs into the hiking world.
Oh, no. Derek, unhinged things you did for love. I confessed my feelings for my date at a wedding.
During the slow songs.
Wearing my rented tuxedo. She said she wasn't ready, but thanked me for being brave.
She acknowledged that he was taking a chance.
That is a pat on the shoulder.
Yes, it is.
Hey, pal, we're only going to be pals. That's
it. Oh, he says, I still can't hear Ed Sheeran without sweating. He's triggered now.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
All right, we'll do a couple more. This is good. The unhinged things that you did for love.
Paul says, you want to hear unhinged?
Yes.
I flew across the country without telling her because I thought grand gestures fixed everything.
What?
She was shocked.
Uh-huh.
Not in a good way.
Oh,
We had a long talk.
Yes.
I flew home the next day and learned a very expensive lesson.
Okay.
Oh.
Flew across the country.
That was a grand gesture.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is...
in his mind, he's like, she's going to be so flattered that this was such a romantic gesture, that I care that much.
Well, don't you remember we just had the group therapy not long ago where she was like, hey, do I take the job in San Diego?
Right.
I mean, it turned out, because we found out then her boyfriend was like, well, I'm not going with you, and you're, essentially you're breaking up with me type
right.
of thing. But I feel like that is the case. Paul's like, I'm going to follow you.
Right. And then in his mind, that's playing out to where she's going to be like, oh, Paul, you love me so much. You just fly across the country for me.
It would have worked on Kelly.
It, 1,000%. I would have stayed for at least a couple more years.
Would have worked.
Even if I hated him, I would have said,
couple more
okay,
years.
That was really nice.
Well, he did spend a lot on a plane ticket.
I feel
so
bad. I'm going to hang out for a while.
All right, one more. Samantha, I wrote him a letter. Sprayed it with my perfume. Like it was in 1943 and he was going to war.
Oh, my gosh.
We were co-workers. Oh, no. He said it was sweet, but asked if I was okay. We are not
oh,
together.
No.
YOLO. She hit
okay?
us with the YOLO. That's great. You know what? So I think in all of this, we are going back and maybe we're saying, you know what, Lucy, we were wrong.
Well, listen, I was all in on Team Cannonball, but listen, it didn't work out, especially for Paul and for Samantha with her perfumed letter.
I'm sorry, but Seth pulling out the piano?
Yes, and the
on
parents!
His, on
the
his
parents
Tinder
are the
that's
biggest
the
one,
best.
Meeting the parents on the first day.
On a Tinder date, that is so great. Let me show you some things. I know one song.
We can
Other than chopsticks.
That Seth is going to play piano at their wedding.
Yeah, that's great.